He's blunt, but he's fair. This is Drew Berquist, former counterterrorism officer, realist, and host of This Is My Show, which starts now.
All right, I'm Drew Berquist, folks. It's Friday. This is my show. And because it's Friday, it means it's booze and banter edition of the show. That means it's about you. Doesn't mean I'm not going to talk a lot. I'm going to. You know me. But newcomers, yes, I have a drink. Yes, you should too. We're going to have a good time. Honestly, if you don't drink or if you can't drink because you're at work, you should probably get a new job. But that's fine. That's fine. You do you. We're glad you're here, whether you got coffee, water, beer, liquor, you name it, whatever. It's just how we finish things up here on our show. We're just glad that you're here. You got something in your hand. Don't ask Kamala what she's got in her hand right now. You wouldn't want to know. But before we get to this episode, we want to let you know that our good friends over at MyPillow have sponsored it. They are awesome, great American company that creates the best sleep products on the market, whether it's pillows, sheets, blankets, mattress toppers, slippers, pajamas, you name it. You will sleep well because you know how comfortable you are, but also knowing that you've bought from an American company. The best part is you can save up to 66%. By using promo code Drew, just go to MyPillow.com. Again, use promo code Drew to save up to 66%. Also want to thank real quick our sponsors, Mammoth Nation, UFM Underwear for Men. You can see their links in the show notes. Great people who support us, and we're so excited. I love, by the way, the comment that we already saw today. It's not quite comment time, but I'm going to get to it. Where is it? Horses are now white supremacists from Bradley Peril. Love that. Love that. We're going to get to horses. And Joe Biden, we'll get to it right now, in fact. Joe Biden did something with the border, finally, right? Him and Cam have done nothing with the border. But he didn't really do anything. We still have illegal immigrants. We still have cartel members, terrorists, all sorts of people coming across. Because they, remember why? Because they invited him. They said, come one, come all, let's go. We'll take you in. The taxpayers will take care of you. But the big announcement was they won't have to deal with horses anymore. He talked about it. Here was that clip. Let's take a listen.
You said on the campaign trail that you were going to restore the moral standing of the U.S., that you were going to immediately end Trump's assault on the dignity of immigrant communities. Given what we saw at the border this week, have you failed in that promise? And this is happening under your watch. Do you take responsibility for the chaos that's unfolding?
Of course I take responsibility. I'm president, but it was horrible what to see, as you saw. To see people treated like they did, horses barely running them over, people being strapped, it's outrageous. I promise you, those people will pay. They will be an investigation underway now, and there will be consequences. There will be consequences. It's an embarrassment, but it's beyond an embarrassment. It's dangerous. It's wrong. It sends the wrong message around the world. It sends the wrong message at home. It's simply not who we are. Thank you.
All right, so making some notes here, sending some notes back to you guys. Keep commenting. Hit that like button, guys, if you have not already. So glad to see some familiar faces. Glad to see some new faces as well. But you heard Joe Biden there. That's not who we are. And these people, what drives me crazy about this situation, and we've talked about it some on the show this week already, but is that you guys, first of all, these people were doing their jobs. Second of all, they didn't run them over. They were not whipping them intentionally. They were not doing any of that stuff. Were they showing force? Yes. Were they ushering people away and doing their jobs? Yes. But let's remember why they are all here. Because it's a key point of this conversation. It's you. It's Cam who invited them here. We didn't see people showing up in droves to this extent. Were they showing up? Yes. Is the border a problem? Yes. Before, it always has been, it always will be. But we did not see these kind of numbers, record-breaking, month after month after month. As June said on Facebook, all Biden has done with our border is open it, wide open. It sure is. It sure is. And by the way, how did all those Haitians get here? And by the way, where are all those people under the bridge in Del Rio today? It appears they're gone. There's a lot of questions. There's a lot of concerns about it. And again, we've talked about it. I think it was yesterday. I feel deeply for some of these people who are coming to leave horrible places. I get that. I hate that you live in those circumstances. I want better for you, but you got to do it the right way. You got to do it the right way. That's the difference. Patty says, border, what border? Exactly, my friend. Real quick on Biden. I know a couple of you want to get to this CamCam view story. We're going to do that before we get to your comments and questions. Again, reminder to hit the like button. Thanks so much for being here on Booze and Banter Friday. Hit that like button. Have questions ready. Start firing them in. We'll try and get to them as we go. But Joe Biden also was concerned. You know he's talking about his budget. You know he's talking about his tax cut. He tweets it, but he doesn't tweet. His staff tweets about it every damn day. And he's concerned about taxing billionaires and really anyone who makes over $400,000 as a family. But apparently he's also concerned about trillionaires too. Take a listen to this.
Talk about price tags. It is zero price tag on the debt. We're paying. We're going to pay for everything we spend. So this, it's not, you know, people, understandably, well, you know, it started off at $6 trillion, now it's $3.5 trillion, now it's going to be $2.9 trillion. It's going to be zero. Zero. Because in that plan that I put forward, and I said from the outset, I said, I'm running to change the dynamic of how the economy grows. I'm tired of trickle down. The trillionaires and billionaires are doing very, very well. You all know it. You've all reported it. And in the middle of this crisis, but hardworking people and middle-class people are getting hurt.
All right. So, Joe, there are no trillionaires. He throws it out there assuredly, but literally there are none. According to most studies and reports out there, anyone will tell you, no one has quite hit that level yet. And you're right to characterize that those people are doing fine, but those people also don't exist. There's not a trillionaire. I hope to be the first one. I got a long way to go. I'll make sure that all of you guys are taken care of too. But then this is what someone was talking, a couple of you guys have talked about earlier. This was quite the moment. You know how I look. I have a short list of people that I'm very intolerant of. Brian Stelter, who we talked about this week, is certainly on that list. Don Lemon is on that list as well. Joy Behar and her gal pals over at The View, certainly on that list as well. They're hateful, so intolerant. They're toxic. They're all those things. But this was The View. They got a little bit of a surprise today. Let's take a look at this, and then we'll discuss and show you the subsequent view. Take a look. All right, maybe we don't have that clip yet. We'll see. Okay. It's not loading. So here's what happened. That's what I'm hearing, at least. So I'll describe it to you. You've got the four ladies sitting there. I don't remember. There's a couple of new faces there. I don't care who they are. No one really does. But you've got Joy Behar. You've got Sunny Hostin and the other two chicks there. And they're talking like live to the producers, the cameramen on the set. You've got the audience there. It's a big day, right? Because CamCam's in the house. You've got the Vice President of the United States in the house. Lord knows what she's doing in the back room before she came out. And she's there and they're talking. And the producer says, hey, hang on, time out, verbally, out loud. Sonny and this other chick, I apologize, I forget her name. You guys have to get up and leave the stage. And everyone's kind of like, oh, okay. All right. So they get up and they leave. And then Joy Behar's like, all right, well, we're going to describe this in a little bit here. And they're like, you know what? Never mind. We'll just describe it now. Well, let's bring out the VP. Let's bring out Kamala Harris. And then she says that. And then the producer steps in again and steps over her and verbally says, no, that's not happening either. So it's utter confusion. And good question, Gloria. Who watches The View shit show? I have no idea. Lots of angry Americans, apparently. But so this happens. They usher Sonny and her cohort off the stage. They say, hey, actually, we're not doing this. And then they end up, do we have the second clip or no? They end up talking to Kamala, who's there. Let's take a listen to what she said.
Say, I hope that you're in a safe spot right now. We did everything we could to make sure that you were safe because we value you so much.
Well, thank you, Joy, and to everyone. And listen, Sunny and Anna are strong women, and I know they're fine, but it really also does speak to the fact that they're vaccinated and vaccines really make all the difference, because otherwise we would be concerned about hospitalization and worse.
They are double vaccinated. Yeah.
So they're double vaccinated. She said earlier they're vaccinated up the wazoo, Joy Behar did. And there's Cam Cam, first of all, being smug, unlikable. She always has been. Okay, no one likes this person. She's making this remote appearance. But then she says, again, and I'm, well, she says, guys, how we need the vaccine. They've just been ushered off the stage, double vaccinated, vaccinated up the wazoo, and they've just tested positive for COVID. And she says that out loud while saying, you need to get the vaccine. We need people to get the vaccine. And everyone keeps doing that. That same rhetoric, we've talked about Chris Rock and all these other people who've said that. And it's just insane that they think that that is a good marketing ploy. And I get what she's trying to say there. Oh, well, it could make things less worse and lower risks of hospitalization, this, that, and the other. Okay, roger that. But think about the broader concept, the broader context of what you are saying. You need to get the vaccine like these two women did who just came down with COVID. It doesn't make any sense. And again, I don't care what you do with it. If you've gotten it, great. I hope it was a decision that you made. If you didn't get it, I hope it's because of the right reasons. I don't care what you guys do. Doesn't mean I don't care about you. It just means that you're a free person. You're a grown-ass adult who gets to make your own decisions. But it's insane to me that they continue to use this same logic. See, this is why they just got it. This is why you've got to get the vaccine. What? No. If you said, well, thank God they've, if you just left it simple, well, thank God they'd had it, and hopefully that makes it a better situation for them. End of sentence, period. I'd live with that. I'd live with that. But when you then say, and this is why you need to get it, which they always do, it just doesn't make sense to me. And I think it brings more questions to bear than they want. They don't want people questioning. It's like, okay, well, then stop saying stupid shit. How about that? Let's just start there. And then maybe we can get somewhere. Sycamore says, my company has a lottery now, $2,500 that you're entered if you get vaccinated. We heard from John yesterday, whose school is bribing children $5 for wearing masks. You shouldn't have to do it that way. And people will say on the other side, exactly, we shouldn't have to do it that way. You should just do it. No. You're too quick to give up your freedoms. Way too quick to give up your freedoms. Randy Brown, keep your eyes peeled for the dude with the blowgun. For those of you who missed the show yesterday, we showed Project Veritas's video of this Zeta male, we'll call him. If there was more letters after Z, I would give him that description, talking about how the FDA and the CDC just need to go around and blow dart people with the vaccine so they get it. Certainly helpful for the national discourse that we've got right now, as much as people hate each other. It's crazy. All right, let's get to this last thing, and then we'll take some questions. So again, hit that like button if you're new here. Remember, Fridays are booze and banter. If you're new here, you don't remember because you just don't know, but it's booze and banter. We're very casual. We go over a couple stories, and then you send questions and comments. We'll hang out and talk for a while. If you don't have any more, then we're just going to go to happy hour and hang out. Either way works, but we're glad you're here. This last story, though, I hope that you're ready. I hope that you're ready to get pissed off. If you don't have a drink, go get one now. During these next couple minutes, because it's going to piss you off. It's going to piss you off. This is, I believe, this is Arizona State University out in Tempe, Arizona. This is two individuals who so happen to be Caucasian, white Americans, studying in the library, and things don't go so well. Take a look, then we'll talk about it.
Wrong. You have a better...
You're offensive. Police lives matter?
You have the same sticker.
We're just trying to do school.
What?
You guys have the same sticker as the other.
But this is our space.
We've got a Police Lives Matter sticker and we're getting kicked out. Can't do school. You just said we have to leave.
No, I said...
You're making the space
uncomfortable. You're making me feel uncomfortable.
But you're white. Do you understand what a multicultural space? It means you're not being centered.
White's not a culture?
No,
it's not a culture. It's white is not a culture. Say it again to the camera. You think whiteness is a culture?
This is insane.
So anyway, this is the violence that ASU does, and this is the type of people that they protect, okay? This white man thinks he can take up our space, and this is why we need a multicultural space, because they think they can get away with this shit.
I'm gonna sit here the whole time and you can find somebody to kick
me out. That's cool, we will.
We're not kicking you out, we're asking you to leave if you have any consideration for people of color and are marginalized.
Sure, clearly we don't. Yeah, the whole rest of the campus, the second floor, the first floor, the whole MU, every single part of the campus centers you. This is the only space that you're not centered and you're still trying to center yourself, which is peak white cis male bullshit. You are racist. Your sticker is racist because police, that's a job. You can choose to be a police. I don't choose to be black. Okay? No, you can choose to be a cop. You can choose to kill people with a badge, and you're protecting that shit, which means that you're racist.
I'm sorry. I wasn't trying to defend you guys.
I know, but this offends us automatically because these people kill people like me and like us, right? So you're promoting our murderers. So please just don't do that.
That sticker affecting you negatively. They're just trying to do
Thank you.
So why should that bother you?
Because... Do you understand that police lives matter was in response to Black Lives Matter?
I pay the same fucking tuition as you.
Yep.
Hold on.
Yeah, that's fine. You and you have everywhere.
I'm working 60 hours a week while going to school because my parents don't just give me money.
It doesn't matter.
All right. So if you weren't drinking before, you're drinking now, right? Because it's utter BS. And as Russell's asking, what is a multicultural space? Look, it's not your space. This invention of safe spaces, black-only spaces, multicultural spaces here, this, that, and it takes us backwards, and it takes us backwards in a big, big way. And as Ray said, this is happening all over the country. This is not just a scene that unfolded at ASU. It's just not, sadly. I wish it was. I wish that was the only one we had to look at in the country. But we've been showing clips like that all year. And frankly, I see them all the time. I just don't always show them because they get me so enraged. White's not a culture, though. You don't matter. And it's ridiculous that, as Amy says over on Facebook, all lives matter. They do. Guys, this is a simple concept. This is a really simple concept. If you don't agree with it and you think it's racist, you're just an absolute fool. Now, there are some bad people out there, of course. But she's talking about cops are killing my people. I'd love to know Ray's thoughts on that as a former lawman. They're not. Statistically speaking, that's the biggest load of shit that I've ever heard in my life. There's not a stat that proves anything or even anything close to that narrative. It's just not the case. And you've got these young, misinformed students and kids who have just been fed a healthy dose of propaganda and BS that believe, well, the cops' lives matter, police lives matter is in response to Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter, which is essentially a terrorist organization, they are a self-declared Marxist organization who want to burn our country to the ground. Those are their words. They're not mine. They said that. I'm just repeating it. And as I've said a million times, were they clever to name their organization that? Yes, of course they were, because you can't argue with it. The statement itself is true. It's true as hell. Absolutely they do. But the organization and who they are referring to and the data that they are taking in and believing to be truth when it's not is from an organization that I went on a show the other day to talk about domestic terrorism and how the FBI has expanded it. They've added 260% of in terms of personnel for those types of cases. They've got 2,700 active cases. They should be investigating those people in Antifa, not the people that are just opposition who think and vote differently. And as Paige said, yeah, I mean, they always change. Paige says one day she'll need help and I wonder who she'll call. This happens all the time. Okay, cool. Let's turn it off. Or let's look at all the cities that have cut funding and bent the knee to the woke culture and look at their crime rates. They're horrible. There are cities in America who have more deaths. Again, the stat has maybe changed, but at one point, and I'm sure it's not, if anything, it's changed in a more negative way. But there was at one point during the 2000, during the Afghan war campaign, Afghan and Iraq war campaigns combined had less American deaths, and there was far too many of which I know, There was less deaths there than there were in Chicago during the same time frame. Some of these cities are absolute disaster. Total lie, says Ray. Exactly. Again, former lawman. He's been on the show multiple times. We'll get him back on. You guys like him. Stats show it's all a grift, more of a crime problem than a cop racist problem. They get these thoughts in their head. They get the same thoughts in their head with the Second Amendment and assault rifles that they make up and talk about, which is not really a thing. All of this stuff, and then because they share it, and because they repeat it, and they're told it multiple times, and CNN says it, and their mom says it, and their dad says it, and their friends at school who say it, the people who want, the FDA dude who wants to blow dart everyone said it, they all think, oh, well, it must be real because everyone said it. How dumb have we become as a country? And it's a rhetorical question. We're dumb as shit. Look at the situation we're in. But how did we fall for that? Thank you, Kathy. As Kathy Collins says, do hit that thumbs up. It helps us push back against the algorithm. Bottom line, the mainstream media is controlling the narrative, says Amy over on Facebook. You're 100% right. Them and big tech are more divisive than anything in the whole world. It's insane how much they want this country to fail. And I think it's for two reasons, right? One, it's of course for ratings. But two, this is who they are. They want the country to go this way. They want this communist regime to take over and spread like wildfire. And it's terrifying. John says, I missed the 90s so much and we had a Democrat president then. Yeah, he was a mess. Him and Kamala would have gotten along really well. But the 90s were good. The 80s were better. 80s were better. Jane Catherine Berry says over on Rumble, LAPD is using mounted police on Melrose Avenue because so many robberies of shoppers in outdoor cafes, it's a tactical solution. There's good reason to use them. And it's ridiculous that we're in a situation where outside of some very specific situations that they need to be used more widespread, that we need to do a lot of the things that we're having to do in response to what's happening around this country and what's happening on the border of this country, which you could argue is then in this country because they just let them all in. They just let them all in. Joe Biden's a dipshit. That probably makes dipshit look bad. 2020 was better, says Helen. Yeah, I mean, sadly it was. We never thought that we'd be, remember, oh, 2020 sucks. We just can't wait to get through this year. Now we'd all kill to go back. Kathy Collins, when will they learn it's the elites against the rest of us? We talk about it all the time on the show, my friend. I'm not saying that you're saying that we don't, but it's so true. It is us versus them. And the problem is so many people get caught up thinking that they're part of the elite, thinking that they're on their side when they're not. They're tools, they're proxies. They're simply being used. You're a means to an end. You're trash to them. And you will get kicked to the curb. And then you're going to come to our side and say, oh, I'm sorry. I realized that you were right. And we're going to say, fuck off. Go away. Bye. You lost your chance. Lost your chance. Clinton would have been charged against sexual assault against Kamala. Probably. But she would have been okay with it. I don't know. That's an interesting thing to play out. It would have definitely, something would have happened. All right. We'll see what we've got over here. Keep the questions coming in, guys. Do hit that like button again if you have not. Whiskey Rebel says, you want a safe space, lock yourself in your bathroom at home. I won't say the second part. The first part is true. The second part, YouTube won't like very much. That's why we called it the Windy City Chirac a few years ago. He also says over there. My daughters work at the Cheesecake Factory, which is also doing a lottery for the vaccine. Ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Choose. Again, there's people. I've got a friend, Wayne Dupree, who has a show. You've maybe heard of him. Some of you on here know him. And he's sick right now with COVID. And there's people celebrating it on the left, literally writing articles. Oh, far right anti-vaxxer has it. Ha ha ha. Sharing all of his posts as he gives updates to his fans and his audience. It's disgusting that people would celebrate someone. I tell you what, we've had people, I hate Jim Acosta. I think he's a smug, arrogant jerk. When him and others came, I think it was him. I know he's that, all those things. But when he came down with COVID, I'm not sitting here saying, oh man, I hope he dies. No, because I'm a human, a reasonable human who might have different ideas than Jim and wishes that Jim was never on TV. But I don't want him to die. But there's people on the other side who are literally saying, good. I hope he passes away. Good. I hope this happens. Good. Whatever. All because he has a different stance on the vaccine. And most of which, I don't watch all of Wayne's shows. I'm busy doing my own show. But I know he's a good guy and he's well-intentioned. Almost everyone on this side, and you know I am here, is saying, I'm not telling you not to get it. I've never said it. I won't say it. I'm telling you to do, as Brian Stelter is upset with, do your own research. And don't do your own research with some crackpots on the internet, some people who think they know the answers. Do it with smart people and ultimately make a decision that is best for you and your family. But they take that as stiff, severe opposition. You should be put on a list. You should be put down. And if you get it, we're going to cheer for you to die. That's how the other side plays. We've always been the kinder side. We always have. They just use their tools, the big tech, big media, all of that, to say the opposite and project their own problems onto us and the rest of America. But as James is saying, there is a ton of hate on the left side. A ton. I was trying to see this other comment here. There's lots coming through. Because if some factory shut down for COVID, my town doesn't have any 40-ounce Bud Ice anymore. First world problems. I get it. Amy, it is your my body, my choice. They love to use that terminology, except for when it doesn't line up with what they're pushing. No Enemy says, so according to the Potato Head in Chief, people are getting trampled by the border agents on horses and getting whipped. This regime is a joke. They'll attack and blame border agents doing Biden's job. Yeah, this is all on them. Every last bit of it. And you had Kamala earlier in the week calling for an investigation into this. And as we said, so basically, you're calling for an investigation into yourself. Because who's in charge of this? Both of you, but specifically you as the border czar. Great job. Great job. This is all on you. Jane Callahan Bush says, it's called being human. We care about all people, but the left has an agenda. Exactly. They only care about you as long as you agree with them. If at any point you dissent, even partially, from their views, you're off the team. You're on a list. Brian Wells says, make shine. Talking to our beer guy there. Yes, like what liberals did when Rush Limbaugh died. Liberals are foul. Seriously. People say stupid stuff. Look, I say stupid stuff on social media all the time. There's stuff that's like, oh, I probably shouldn't have said that. But it never crosses a line like that. It never wishes ill on people. I'll tell people they suck. I'll tell Joe to F off. I'll do all sorts of stuff. But even him, look, he's the worst president we've ever had. They're using him as a tool to drive this country into communism. And it's sick and it's disgusting and it's terrifying that people are letting it happen. But as much as I hate the guy, I'm not going to sit here and say, man, I hope he dies of Alzheimer's. He's going to, but I'm not cheering for it. I'm not wishing for it. The entire Biden administration is showing the lack of leadership every time we have a new issue, says Dora. Yeah, there's no leadership. No leadership at all. Thank you so much, Amy. I appreciate that. Holly Fitch Stevens says, time to create our own independence. Excuse me. Yeah. Someone said earlier, time for divorce. It is. We talk about it all the time on the show. Divorce or fight or both. Those are our options. There will never be. Someone came on too also this week and commented, we need unity. I agree. But guess what? It's not going to happen. That's not happening. I would love unity. I would love it if people weren't cheering for people's death. As Alan says, you don't wish death on anyone. I would love it if people would rally around the flag instead of having to talk about which stars do we remove. I would love all that. But at the end of the day, there is no unifying with someone who hates you as much as the other side hates us, who hates the country as much as the other side hates this country. And when you tell them that, they'll say, oh, no, no, we don't hate this country. We just want to make it better. But when you say make it better, you really mean change everything about it so it aligns perfectly with what you want and looks nothing like what we used to be. Look, we've never been perfect. We've got some dark times in our past. By the way, most of those dark times were started by Democrats, just saying, read your history. But we're not perfect, but we're better. We're better than most. I don't know. Look, Barron says, I have a feeling a lot of these booster shots are going to kill a lot of people. Two heads of the FDA quit because the Biden administration is still pushing it forward. I don't know. I know people believe that. I know people believe that about the vax. I don't know. I'm not disputing you. I would just say, first of all, I hope not. I hope not. I know that there's been more deaths with this vax than all other vaxes combined between 97 and now. Those are not good figures, by the way, at all. And that's official reporting. But I don't know if the boosters are going to, if they're not going to. What I do know is that people need to decide on their own. And then I pray that if they decide to go that way, that they're healthy and that it helps them. And if they don't, that they're still healthy. And so people just need to decide. He's effing crazy. He is. He absolutely is. Philip Beasley, everything that Biden has touched is the opposite of Midas touch. Instead of turning to gold, it goes to shit. That's 100% true. Couldn't agree. I mean, think of all of the issues we have in this country. I'm going on Jesse Kelly's show next week. We're going to talk just about that. Blunder after blunder. Everything he touches goes to hell. Goes to hell. Favor Girl over on Rumble says, I'm thinking a flag with a circle of stars. Is that what will happen? I don't know, because again, well, you know, I met with a GOP chairperson this week. And by the way, I confirmed what I had alluded to earlier in the week for Floridians, which is good for all of America, too, because we need some really strong free states like we've been here. And the Democrats used to have a massive, we're talking hundreds of thousand voter registration lead. It was cut to 97,000 in the last election. It's down now to 23,000, and the weekly change is 18,000 plus for Republicans over Democrats. So it's becoming redder and redder. Despite any rhetoric that you might hear from people who are mad with DeSantis for being such a badass leader, that's really, really good news. Really, really good news. But as we were talking, getting back on point about the map, and we've discussed it here on the show before, if you look at district by district across the entire United States of America, you've got the left coast, the West Coast. Those three states are much more blue than anywhere else. But then the rest of the country is red with little, and then a pocket of blue in the Northeast. The rest of the country is red, and you've got these zits, these pimples, these little blue metropolitan pimples that pop up in certain states in the country. And that's it. The rest of it's red. So to your point, Favor Girl, I don't know. I don't know if it's back to the kind of colonial style. I loved that look, by the way. It was a badass look. But I think that you need space for more stars, because really, if we do this the way that it should go, and none of us know how it'll go, you should still have 45 to 47, give or take, stars on that flag. We'll see. James says, do you think Herschel Walker will win in 2022, the Georgia Senate race? I don't know. I think he's got a shot. Obviously, he's got some strong endorsements behind him. But Georgia's been such a confusing state. We've done a lot to screw things up in Georgia. So I would think he has a decent shot. But I don't know. He certainly should. But we'll see. Follow the science. Yesterday, CDC Chief Rochelle Walensky overruled her own expert panel's findings with regard to the booster shots. Jane Catherine Berry says, yeah. Well, and again, as was mentioned over here by Barron, you know, you've got FDA people walking away over the booster shots, walking away over being pressured by the White House to create a result and an outcome that's not there. You've got the FDA, the panel that met on behalf of the FDA saying 18 experts voting unanimously saying, no, you don't need the booster shot. Only 65 and older should get it. The rest of you shouldn't get it. And yet Biden's still out there pushing it. Yet you've got Walensky and others out there still pushing it. It's ridiculous. It's It's what happened in Afghanistan. What do we want the outcome to be? Okay, tell us the intel is this then. It's not the intel, sir. Tell us it's that. Roseanne says, I told my doctor I was more afraid of the jab than COVID. He was shocked. Look, yeah, I bet he was, because most Western medicine doctors, which is most doctors, go by the book. They go by what they are told to do with this kind of stuff. You've got A, B, and C solutions to this problem. If it doesn't fit in those boxes, they're confused. And when it comes to this stuff, they want to go down that path and follow instructions. But most of them aren't going to do that. I've also met several people, I won't mention who they are, who have met with their primary care doctors who said, you probably actually shouldn't get the vaccine, whether because they've had it or because that particular doctor had questions with it. There's a lot of people. And then there's a lot of people who are in the medical field who are terrified to question it and are pushing it because they simply want to keep their job. And I get it. I mean, it's hard. Look, you got to survive. But there's nurses, there's doctors who are standing up and saying, I got a problem with this, but I'm told we have to push it. I'm told I have to get it. And that should be a problem, again, for everyone in America, because that's not who America is. We do not want to look like Australia, which we showed plenty of clips of yesterday. That's not who they were months ago. We're on the edge, guys. We're on the edge. The only difference, as we keep talking about, is we've got some really passionately patriotic America-type people here who are armed to the teeth. That's the difference maker. Sumer says over, Sumer BC over on YouTube says 6 weeks ago, the CDC said 74% of the sick, COVID sick in Massachusetts were vaccinated. Yes, huge outbreak there. The vast majority of them were vaccinated. And again, hopefully that gave them some level of protection and they didn't have as bad of cases. There were some that did unfortunately pass away. I forget the number. I don't want to say it was under 100, but I forget the number. But that's the kind of stuff that does not get shared enough. The Boston Herald shared that story, which I was surprised, but it doesn't get shared enough. No Enemy says now they want to control the distribution of the monoclonal antibodies, et cetera. The shit is sick, and it is. It is. And look who's getting picked on. Look who's getting reduced in terms of their efforts. They're red states. It's political. It's so political. And it shouldn't be. You can send more. They have all the regenerate. It's crazy. But they put it under HHS, took full control. Now big government controls it, and they get to send it where they want, when they want, and how much they want. All right, I'm scanning for questions. Keep sending them in. Keep hitting that like button if you have not, guys. But now they are going to go after our young children, ages 2 to 12. North Carolina has allowed vaccines without parental consent, says Holly over on Facebook. I know that they're pushing that in the 5 to 12 and or in some cases younger age ranges. If someone tries to do that without parental consent, I'll let you decide what you want to do, but you better not go along with it. You get to decide for you and your children and your family. John Brindley, vaccinated people are the ones getting the Delta variant. I think everyone's got, I got it too. I'm not vaccinated, but I think a lot of people are getting it. And they've said that it doesn't do that well against it. And they've said that the Lambda that's coming and all these other variants, they're going to keep coming because they like control. So they're going to keep coming. But they say that one, the vaccines don't do anything against, last I heard. Leave the children alone. I agree, Alan. You're gonna meet a very angry Viking if you come near my kids. Philip, I don't know why my Texas governor will not get 20,000 National Guard troops for this border, your border there in Texas. I imagine you're trying to say he has the power there. What do you think? Yeah. Well, he's talked about it before. He's threatened it before, not in this latest Del Rio effort, but it's been discussed before. Certainly he can do it. I don't know. Look, I will say this. Abbott's done a pretty good job, but Abbott is an establishment type. So you got to be careful with him. Abbott does a lot of things after, and Texas is an amazing state. I'm just talking specifically about him. He does a lot of things after DeSantis and others do, and he's trying to get in good graces, and he's trying to kind of feel out what people want him to do because he's in an election cycle, and he's got some people going after him. So that's what I would do. If I were him, I would double down and say, I'm redder than I ever was before, and I'm going to protect this state, and I'm going to say, I don't care what the hell you're doing, Biden and Cam, we're going to protect our people. But I don't, to your point, I don't know why he hasn't gone further with that. Phyllis says the horses weren't the problem, the illegals are. 100%. 100%. All right. FDR did the same Whiskey Rebel talking about the monoclonal antibodies and how they're holding them back or reducing them. I shouldn't say holding them back. The fact checkers will say that the whole episode was wrong because of one misstatement there. They probably will anyways. But he said the FDR did the same thing with relief funds during the Great Depression. He would deny money to states and districts that voted Republican. This country is so damn political that it's beyond repair. It's not just frustrating. It's not just awful. It's not just any of those words. It's like DB says here, it's in the elite, us versus them, how political we are. This is nuts. The Hunger Games will seem like Fantasy Island if it continues. And you're right. And Holly, you're right too on the monoclonal. Government bought up the surplus. And no enemies, you're right. Everyone's right today. Good for you guys. They don't want to talk about the real crisis or crises. There's lots of them. It is interesting how, this is from Holly too, it's interesting how the left is up in arms about Texas new abortion laws with a 6-week window, but Alabama say life begins with conception. I asked a leftist friend about it. She said, well, Texas matters more. There you go. That's how they think. Linda, P, I don't want to say your name wrong. Linda P says, we need a DeSantis in Texas. Are you up for it, Drew? I don't know if you're meaning me run or me give you DeSantis. Either way, unfortunately, the answer is no. I'm not giving up old Big D to another state, and I don't have the energy to get involved in politics, nor do I think you can make much of an impact. Although, with that same statement, I think DeSantis has. So, but thank you. Thank you. Adam says it's not left versus right. It's good versus evil. You could definitely say that. I think it's both. Melissa says we're living in a banana republic. Absolutely. It's starting to feel that way. And I think you're right. Bill says it's Friday, bud time. Cheers, my friend. Glad you're here. Raise a glass. Lisa says we need DeSantis as our president. So here's an interesting thing. I have to look into this more, but I did not know this. So it's going to be Trump or DeSantis, right? If Trump decides he's running, he's going to win the nomination. And whether people want that or think he should sit back and play kingmaker, it doesn't really matter what any of us think. If he decides he's going to do it, he's going to, and he's going to win the nomination. And then DeSantis will remain here, and they'll set him up for later. If he doesn't, then I think Trump will play kingmaker and DeSantis is going to run. It's funny that Pence and others think they have a shot against him. Maybe Cruz and some others might, but DeSantis is on fire right now. But in talking to this individual from the GOP, there's a rule that if you're grabbing the same electoral votes, you can't be on the same ticket. And I didn't know that. And again, I'll explore it more. But what that means is you can't, in theory, since Trump is a Florida guy now, have a Trump DeSantis ticket. We'll have to look at that. But a lot of conversation and discussion about that, we got to see if that's actually possible. It would be great if it worked that way, and then you could get 8 years of DeSantis afterwards. But I agree. My sense is exactly what Ray just said. They're both of his comments. The Pence is a zero. Look, you can like Pence, but because of how strong some of the MAGA crowd is, and even though he did really, he was caught between a rock and a hard spot. I know what everyone wanted him to do, but because of how he did it, whether it was the right thing or not, it's an insurmountable feat to get past that. So he's a non-starter. He's very presidential, but he's a non-starter. But to Ray's point, and I think what makes the most sense is DeSantis is just easier without the baggage. And I think that Trump sits back and plays kingmaker. It doesn't mean that he's out. But again, remember, guys, Trump was old before. He's going to be older come 2024. That doesn't mean he's going to be old and crapping his pants like Joe Biden. No, I don't think that's the case at all. But you've got one more term. That's it. You've got one more term of him. And DeSantis is the next best thing, if not better, because they're cut from the same cloth, but DeSantis has a little bit more of the polish on there that makes it harder for the media to attack him. Now, they still will. They are big time now, and they'll continue to do that. But if as much as I don't want to lose him, because I think having a strong governor and a strong mayor and stuff like that at the local level, the state level, is so critical and will be even more critical moving forward. If we want to avoid the worst, we're going to need that. We're going to need someone like him. Pence is Johnny Milktoast. Bill says he's got his Trump 2024 flag up. I bet you're going to have a reason to fly it. Because even though I just said I prefer him to be kingmaker, and it's going to be easier in terms of some of the optics and dealing with big tech and the media, there's not a damn one of us that's going to change Trump's mind. Kenneth likes DeSantis, you and me, and a lot of other people, my friend. I'm ready for a president in their 40s, says Ray. Yeah, wouldn't that be nice? We didn't get to it this week. We'll do it next week. I've got an episode where I just want to talk about things that I talk about a lot, but they're two important points to me, and they're term limits and they're single issue bills. And within the term limits, I also want to discuss age limits, because we just need them. So we'll talk about that next week. Pence is not strong enough to deal with the Dems, says Deb. Yeah, I don't necessarily disagree with that. DB says, I miss Trey Gowdy. Trey's got some strong points. I love it when Trey's on fire and going after somebody. Yeah, but I agree. I mean, at the end of the day, as Ray's saying here too, his rants are great. Look at some of the people who have great rants now. Like Lindsey Graham's had some great rants before and goes after people. Jim Jordan has had some great rants and gone after people. And there's times where you get suckered in with some of them. They're like, oh, that's our guy. We got to get behind that guy. And look, there's worse people than some of these guys we're talking about. But what have they done? They know how to play the game. They know how to play political theater to go to these hearings that never do anything, never change a damn thing. You just have both sides grandstanding. And those are the voices you hear the most. The sound bites come out are from those people. Trey had a lot of those. But at the end of the day, he didn't bring about a ton of change. Now, again, I don't put him in like this awful category over. He's not in like a Mitt Romney or a Murkowski or a Collins or a Cheney, who's not even a Republican. None of those guys really are Republican. But we need someone stronger. DeSantis is one of the best things I've seen in a long time. He could change. He could change. Something could happen. But he's one of the best ones I've seen in a long, long time. Jack Kenna, can Biden even answer a question? Who's actually running our country? Not him. Not him. Jane says Trump and Rand Paul. I don't know if that's going to happen. But Foster over on Rumble says Trump Cruz. Again, I think here's the problem, guys. I know everyone wants Trump back, but think about how strong his movement was, how strong his movement is. Think about the baggage he comes with, and think about the fact that the system, regardless of how it worked, regardless of what occurred and didn't occur in the election, think about the fact that they are terrified of him, and they made sure that he did not win. And they will double down and go even further than that, because they keep getting more and more emboldened. So that's who the people want. I get it. I would be thrilled if he got that. I just don't know if he can, I don't know if we can execute it. And frankly, I'm concerned, obviously, with the election issues. We got to fix those. We've got an episode that we're going to bring you to that talks about 18 states that have done some good changes to help get us on that path. I don't know if it'll be enough, but they've gone after DeSantis hard. They're going to put him in the same category as Trump, and they're going to make it really, really tough. The saving grace is Joe and the system beat Trump before without being an incumbent. Now he's an incumbent and has made an absolute ass of himself, him and Kamala. So there's a lot more to pick on. Randy, I saw your question fly by earlier. I have not seen anything on Arizona today. I know they were talking about revealing stuff. I haven't seen it. Doesn't mean it hasn't happened. I just have been busy with meetings and show prep and all that stuff today, so I have not seen it. Patty says it'll come out 1 p.m. Arizona time. So coming up here soon. All right, guys, we got time for one or two more questions. Then we're going to take off for the weekend. Lindy Cat agrees. I love Trump. He did a lot of good things for our country, but it needs to be a kingmaker. W. Foster says DeSantis with president as Trump, or excuse me, DeSantis is president with Trump as Speaker of the House. Here's the thing. That would be cool, but Trump will never take a demotion. Trump's not of the mindset, and Frank, I wouldn't either. Once you hit that pinnacle, you don't want to go down here. Like, it would be powerful, and man, you could get a lot done. But I just don't see him with his character and the way that he is and his ego and this, that, and the other, which I'm not saying in a negative way, but that's just, I don't see him doing that. Philip, I don't think it would matter if Trump or DeSantis, the left would hate just as strong. They will. And they're going to anyone. You could put Kristi Noem up there. When I know some people love her, some people have problems with her, whatever. But just for the sake of discussion here, you could put her up there, a beautiful woman being a key part because they don't like to attack women on the other side. They would attack her like it's nobody's business because they're terrified of the fact that people who push back and love this country are there and are willing to fight for this country because it's the exact opposite of what they want to do. 100% need to put country first. 100%. Well, God, family, country first. But outside of God and family, it needs to be country first. Randy, Drew, just 5 more minutes. Sorry, my friend. We've got time for a couple more minutes, maybe not full 5. The mail-in ballots are the issue. They have not been verified. Screw the machine, says Lisa. Mail-in ballots will always be a problem. And they will always say that you are a problem from questioning it when they are unwilling to make the distinction between absentee ballots and universal mail-in ballots, which are extremely different, completely different. But they commingle the two into one and say, no, it's no big deal. There's security for it. Well, there's security in ID checks for absentee ballots. There's not for the other. They're not all one thing. Good question, Paige. Paige says, who in their right mind will want to be president anyways? Not me. Hell no. Hell no. I think it's important that people get involved locally. I say that all the time. I'm not going to because I have a show and we're trying to use this and use our voice this way. And that's our way of giving back. I'm not saying I never will. But running on the federal level for Congress or Senate or for the White House, not interested. Not interested. I don't know who would want to do that. Deb, you're so welcome. Thanks for being here. Even George Washington didn't want the job, says Patty. Good point. All right, folks. It's that time. We really appreciate you being here. Please do make sure that you hit the like button if you have not on the way out. Share it if you have someone that you know that you missed. Or that missed the episode today. We're grateful again for you guys being here. Be sure to check out MyPillow. You can get up to 66% off by going to MyPillow.com using promo code Drew. Be sure to check out our other sponsors in the link. Be sure to just keep a positive mindset and spirit here. We're getting kicked in the balls each and every day. I get it with what's happening here. I do see a positive way out of this. Like I said the other day, and I say all the time, I think it's going to get worse before it gets better. But I do see a positive ending. America will stand. It might look different, but it'll stand. And we're going to do it with some great people. Hi, Margie. Good to see you. We're finishing up the show. But for the rest of you guys, have a great, great day. Thanks so much. Thanks for the kind words, all the comments, all the engagement. We'll look forward to seeing you next week for a full slate of shows. In the meantime, have a great weekend. Be safe. Be smart. Be free.